There are plenty of caves to visit in this country, but this one just happened to be explored many times by one boy who grew up to write about it. And because he wrote about it, people are still coming here to see where the adventures took place. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In the winter of 1819, a natural entrance to a cave was found just south of Hannibal, Missouri. Locals came from time to time to see the interesting place. One of those visitors in the early 1840s was a young resident of the river town who was fascinated by what he saw.
Sam Clemens, as a boy, came into the cave to explore. In his autobiography, he said he tired of most everything he did, but he never tired of exploring the cave.
Vicki Vale knows this place well. She leads tours of what is today known as Mark Twain Cave. Through the early and mid-1800s, it was mostly just local residents who came to the cave to explore for fun. Mark Twain, the author, changed that.
It wasn't until the publication of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer in 1886 that the locals noticed an increase of tourists from other locations, not just from the nation, but also from around the world.
As Twain's books became popular, it soon became apparent that guided tours were needed. Those tours continue today, with people still coming to the cave, immortalized in the novel Tom Sawyer. While Twain's works were mostly fiction, they resonated with readers.
The people that he wrote about, even if it is exaggerated and done over the top, they were real people who lived real lives.
The cave actually wound up in several of his books.
He featured the cave in Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, The Innocents Abroad, Life on the Mississippi, and his own autobiography.
And while those books are from over a century ago, they still resonate today.
I think Mark Twain's stories tell a little bit about human nature. People can connect with his characters, can connect with him as a person.
There's something else about this cave that you won't find in many other places, though. Something that predates Twain, although he did have a hand in it. It's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.